Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Gather your family and friends and don't miss a great opportunity to support Blue Raider football. They open up their home schedule this Saturday against UT Martin. And there are several great games coming to Floyd Stadium this year, including Lane Kiffin at the end of the month with Florida Atlantic. You can learn the whole schedule, grab season tickets right now, very affordable for the entire family. GoBlueRaiders.com is the website. Middle Tennessee, our town, our team. Chris Massaro is the AD here at MTSU, and Chad, you would like to praise him.
Yes, so it came out yesterday.
Chris will allow you to do that.
Yes, yes.
All the airtime you need.
Yeah, Chad. Yeah, here we go. The decision to sell alcohol at the games. I don't even think this is a difficult decision anymore. I'm sure you'll probably tell me the political answer of everything you weighed and all of that. People are drinking alcohol if they want at games, before games, during games. There's really no way to regulate it other than actually selling it when you can regulate it. I think it is a brilliant move for MTSU. I think it's a brilliant move for pretty much every college out there to sell alcohol at games. So I applaud you for making that decision.
Well, it was a multiple people helped make that decision. So there's a lot of people that deserve credit. And Chad, you're exactly right. When we, because we've been studying this thing for 2 or 3 years and trying to get it through the process, and places like West Virginia and Ohio State, when they put it in, their alcohol in stadium incidents went down because there's less binge drinking out at the tailgate. People don't feel the need to maybe sneak in stuff, and sometimes what they sneak in is a lot harder liquor than beer. So we're hoping to follow that trend. I'm excited about it. I think it provides another amenity for our fans and gives them another reason to come watch the Blue Raiders.
Let's talk business. How much can you make for the program and for the athletic department off of these sales?
You know, and that's really a hard question to answer right now without even having any. Sodexo, who's our concession provider, and they're the ones that are really going to run the beer sales for us, they're estimating about $100,000. So it's not a huge money maker for us, but it is income that we've never had before.
And maybe it's a draw for fans coming to the game.
That's what we're really hoping for, is that you get that auxiliary benefit of increased attendance, repeat customers, all those kind of things to come. And if it's 90 degrees on Saturday, so it might be 85 degrees at kickoff time, you know, that I think people will enjoy having a beer and watching a Division I FBS football game, and so I'm excited to be able to provide that.
Can people expect the standard stadium rates for beer at MTSU games?
I think that one of the things we try to do is keep it somewhat affordable. So the Bud and Bud Light is $6. I think that's significantly less than what you might receive in Nashville or at an airport and some of these other places that spike their beer sales. So we have that. And the next level up for like our steel barrel products is $7 a shot. And what we're trying to do too is initially we're limiting each customer to 3 drinks. So we'll mark their wristbands. They have to have a wristband. So we don't want overindulgence as we start. So we want to break this thing out in a real responsible manner and be able to provide an atmosphere for everyone.
Yeah, well, I know you said Sodexo is your partner with concessions. And you've taken care of some of that with limiting people to 3 drinks. But if I was doing this, my biggest concern would be we can't run out in the first game. Like making sure that you have enough there. Well, that's not the talking point from people. Oh, it was nice that they sold beer, but they ran out. But I guess because you're limiting people to 3, it's a little bit easier to judge how much you need in the state.
It will be. And I think we're okay in that regard. What you worry about, you know, and our people are trained at point of sale, and you have to, if you're over 21, you want to have a drink, you need to get a wristband and show your ID and those kind of things. Is what you really worry about is underage drinking or something that is against the laws of Tennessee, and to make sure that we're fulfilling all of our obligations as responsible sellers.
Chris Massaro, athletic director here at MTSU, our guest. While I have you on, I'm at the game on Saturday. I've loved the home and home series with MTSU and Vandy. I was told that I knew that this was the last game on the home and home, but there's nothing scheduled, and there really haven't been many talks in getting something going in the future. Is that true?
It's partially. And I will give Vanderbilt credit. We've had some dialogue, and there's interest there. Their available dates are out further than I would like. So now it's just a matter of how many home games each person gets. I think there was some desire. I would like us to play, to have a game or two in the new soccer stadium. I think that would be a pretty neat concept. So kind of to see that thing get approved. And so now it's been approved. And so now we can really talk about, we can get serious about it a little bit, because we know there's a venue out there that might work. Like, would it be a neat series to do one at Vanderbilt, one in Murfreesboro, and one in the soccer stadium? So how can we incorporate that and make it a true experience for both our fan bases?
Would you ever try to play anyone else other than Vanderbilt in that soccer stadium
if the opportunity was there? Yeah, if the opportunity is there, I think it would really work. You know, you got to be careful about moving home games out of your town, because a lot of businesses depend on that. So if it works out in a schedule, you know, and another natural one might be a Western Kentucky, you know, somebody locally, or if there's a opponent that would draw similar to our games at Bridgestone. I think it's important for us to always have a presence in Nashville. We're the largest university in the state. We're the public university of this area that plays FBS football. So it's important for us to have that kind of presence.
You have three SEC teams on the schedule this year. I know that's a little bit abnormal. Is that something you see more of in the future? I know those games are important to your program and to the entire athletic department. Is that something you wouldn't want to see moving forward, or do you think that's going to be more of the norm?
You know, you'd rather not. I mean, that's one of those cost benefits of the Vanderbilt series, to be honest with you, that scheduled that out a long time ago, and to have those four games, two of which are our place, two at Vanderbilt, so there's really not a financial return on those games. So it's a normal home and home. So it just sort of got caught this last year where we're at Vanderbilt, and then we play at Kentucky and at Georgia. I'd rather not do that, particularly within the SEC. The SEC is the best football league in the country. You know, just looking at Vanderbilt last Saturday and how impressive they were really on the line of scrimmage, they were better than I had hoped they would be there. And I think we're better off maybe playing teams in other leagues, the ACC or the Big Ten and some of those as well. So maybe not a steady diet, just enough to keep our fan interest, because those are the teams that really excite the fans as well.
Yeah, we had Stock on earlier, and we said, man, if you can keep your son healthy, this is going to be an exciting season, because he took some hits against Vandy. He laughed at that. He said his wife has been telling him the same thing. But I'm watching the offense against Vandy's D, and you know the way they responded after the opening touchdown, I'm thinking this should be an offense that's worth following throughout the season, and it should put up some points at the home stadium.
Yeah, it really should. And we, for whatever reason, when we hit about the 35-yard line, we couldn't score. You know, a lot of that's the opponent, and some of it's our doings, negative plays, and you know, if you do some things over, what would you do differently? All those kind of things. That from the first to the second game that you can tend to work out. So we didn't really have any three and outs.
No.
You know, so what encourages me, even though we only scored seven, and you don't want to sound like that everything's rosy, but to be able to move the ball on a consistent basis against a good defense, I think gives us a lot of hope and a lot to build on. I think we still have a good football team. I think we're going to do very well, and that when we put our pieces together in a game, everybody will be able to see that.
Final thing for you, is Kiffin a draw in the Conference USA on the road?
I hope so. I'm counting on it. I think that, you know, I was thinking in this state, this will be his first appearance as a head coach in this state since he last coached the Vols. And so we all know kind of the emotions of that exit and all those kind of things. I think there's some feelings that linger there. So we're going to hit that game hard marketing-wise. because it's a natural, and they're picked to win our conference. Yep. They had a great year last year. He did a great job down there at Florida Atlantic last year. They're picked to win the conference. We think we're pretty good as well. So this game's going to be a really great match, and we're excited for it because that's Florida Atlantic. It's Lane Kiffin. It's a big game in the conference. It's our conference opener, and I think our fans will really respond to that.
That's at the end of the month. Chris, thanks so much for having us out here. We always enjoy broadcasting live at MTSU.
Well, we appreciate you guys here, and we're so glad that you love the setup at the Student Union. And man, you can come all the time. We'll always mi casa, su casa.
All right.
Thanks, Chris.
We'll get Chad out there to a game, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Get a suite going at Floyd Stadium.
Would love it.